The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
How many volcanoes are there in Italy?
There's other volcanoes. Mount Etna, I believe, is a volcano there as well, but could be, you know, Pompeii sounds good. Let's just go with the one
there. There are three active volcanoes in Italy. Vesuvius and Mount Etna in Sicily are the...
So Vesuvius is Pompeii.
Yes.
Pompeii was the city.
City that got worked.
Yeah. Look at us.
City that got worked. I think there's a better way to describe the events
that happened. I love it. Put it in the books.
They got worked over like they're the Citadel going to play Alabama.
You flip to the section about Pompeii. Let's see what happened here. Oh, Pompeii got worked.
Now live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at Radio City with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
Congratulations to the newest member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame of your Green Bay Packers, Leroy Butler. That was a long time coming for Leroy, wasn't it, Chew?
It was.
I mean,
how many votes? There was probably like...
I want to say he was a finalist at least four times before he finally got in. Semi-finalist like eight times or something.
And we love Leroy. There's something about the way that he carries himself. It just seems like he's always happy to be there, right? And I'm not saying that he was just happy to be, but I'm sure he was. I'm sure he was very happy to be in Canton this weekend. But even when they like took the draping off of the bust and his reaction to it, like he just always seems like, man, what do I got to complain about? Life is good. Let's hear from Leroy Butler, who was enshrined in the Hall of Fame this weekend.
When you play for the Green Bay Packers, a lot of doors open up. When you win a Super Bowl, all doors open up. But when you make the Hall of Fame, football heaven opens up.
What is football heaven? Like, what would it entail? Chewy, what would football heaven look like?
No kickers.
Ah, that's a good one. Punters.
Are they just standing outside
no referees.
The gates, like fingers wrapped around the bars?
It's totally the honor system.
No referees.
Yeah, I was holding you, sorry. but no, Leroy's so appreciative because when he grew up, he was literally in braces for a good part of his childhood. You know, he never thought he was going to be able to play sports ever. And I was, you know, because I saw a bunch of clips this weekend, and I'm like, this guy made me better. When you got to practice against the best and then go out on a Sunday and play against someone who's not as good as Leroy made my job a lot easier. But I tell you what, one of the greatest guys I've ever had in any locker room, high school, college, professional. Just a really, really good guy who loves life. He's always smiling.
Oh, yeah.
Always smiling.
Do you think that is because of his background? Do you think it's because
I
of his upbringing?
So.
And there's a perspective there of like, wow, this is all gravy.
Yeah, yeah. Because you don't hear him. You never hear him complain. You hear so many of these guys complain about not getting in. And I think Leroy would have been fine either way, you know?
Yeah, I think
would've
he really
been fine
wanted
either
it.
Way.
But I think, yeah, he has enough perspective. And he mentioned his family. He mentioned his mother. He mentioned his upbringing in his Hall of Fame speech. Yeah, I think he really wanted to get in. But if he didn't,
he
I don't think, yeah,
yeah,
I think like he, like you said, Jen, I think he realizes he's got a pretty full life.
Did Dick Vermeil, not the pivot here, but I am pivoting.
We call
it. Did it take him a long
ramps.
Time to go in?
Yeah, I mean, his last job was with the Chiefs. I think he, right around the same time, so Bryant Young, I think, retired in 07.
Oh, good story about Bryant Young. You guys forgot that.
You just reminded
tell
yourself,
me
dummy.
Yeah, but that's not my job.
You just did it yourself. Tell the story.
So me, AT, Aaron Taylor, and Bryant were out on Pewaukee Lake. We all had jet skis early in the morning. This is like 8 o'clock in the morning. Probably hung. Over. Sorry. and we get pulled over by the cops.
That's what you're supposed to say. Why not both? Just so you know.
We get pulled over by the cops, and I'm like, for what? And they wind up giving all three of us a ticket.
What?
Yes. And we're like, great. Whatever.
Two all pros and Aaron Taylor ended up getting a ticket on Pewaukee Lake?
Yeah. Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
And they report it in the paper. It was great. Aaron Taylor, Mark Chmura, and Steve Young pulled over on Pewaukee Lake.
No.
Talk about no respect.
But also, yeah. If you're young, opening the morning paper going, what did I do? Yeah. Oh, how did this, what? We were talking about what heaven looks like, football heaven. No refs, no kickers. You haven't said what is there, though. Artificial turf or grass?
Oh, grass.
That's what I figured.
Yeah.
Grass at the football heaven.
Who's standing at the pearly gates? I've been trying to like, who's introducing you and welcoming you, saying, welcome to football heaven? Whose voice is that?
Vince?
It's got to be, right? Is it anyone else?
John Facenda?
Yeah, I was about to say, the voice of NFL films, John Facenda, has got to be the one
be.
That says, welcome to football heaven.
Yeah,
because isn't Vince God? Right? Couldn't Vince be God?
Doesn't God... Well, listen, I don't know how it works, but...
Hey, gondola over there. You got the voice, and then you got the person
in charge. So
you're saying,
who would be St. Peter?
I would say
Vince. Is,
so who's...
Huh?
Who's at the pearly gates now?
St. Peter.
Got it.
That's his question.
Why do we always insist on diving way out of our depth?
That's a fair point, Jen. Good point.
I think you got to go back to the Mount Rushmore of football. Who's on the Mount Rushmore of NFL football? I mean, obviously we know Vince Lombardi. I mean, would Madden be up there?
I'd take Facenda over Madden. Facenda's voice is so...
Oh,
it's like,
yeah.
It's like David Attleboro. You guys watch the animal shows? No? The lion eating the kangaroo.
Does it sound like we're watching the animal shows?
No, but he did do the dinosaur one that I just watched, Chewy, so yeah. I
mean, isn't he great?
He's great, yeah. Dinosaurs, though.
I don't know who would be. I mean, do you say George Halas? Do you say...
Whew. Obviously Curly Lambeau.
Curly
I mean,
Lambeau.
He was
Paul Brown?
Yeah, Paul Brown. I'm just trying to think of people who, you know... helped make the football, you know, help make the game what it is today.
You give Al Davis any consideration?
He's the other place.
You give him... I don't know.
He might be greeting there. Oh, hope you bought a fan, sucker!
He's right. John Facenda might be it.
The rollicking song he sweeps along.
I need to find the worst quality one, too.
But even though this sounds bad...
It sounds good.
He sounds so good.
He is.
Weather-beaten. He wears a hoodie.
Yeah, he's on it. He's got to be him. He's got to be saying hello to you. It's like the guy like stepping off the gondola, Jen. He's the guy. He's the person that welcomes you to and from the ride.
Does he mispronounce heaven? Does he say
no. Haven.
No. John Facenda would not mispronounce a word.
Pete Rozelle? Did you put Pete Rozelle on the list?
No. No, I don't
no
think
commissioners.
You can have a commissioner.
No commissioners. Come on.
No? Because why? Because they're in charge. They're the bosses. They make the rules. Or because they shtup for the owners.
They shtup for the owners.
Okay. Fair enough.
What is shtup?
Not what you're thinking.
No, what do you think it is?
Ash? Help?
I'm looking it up, but I feel like it's, you know, like you're stupping for somebody.
I don't think it's a word.
Shtup? What do you mean it's not a word?
It's 100% a
word. Like gondola?
Like I wanted to ask you today, the straw that broke the camel's back. How can a piece of straw break the camel's back?
Oh, my God.
You're not supposed to take it literally.
I do.
That's like saying, I'm hungry enough to eat a horse.
Yeah, but that's so dumb.
We shouldn't say shtup anymore?
Yeah, I don't want to interrupt what was just about to happen because it seemed amazing, but I did look up the word shtup.
How did you spell it?
S-H-T-U-P, right? Am I wrong?
Sure.
Does anyone have any objections to that?
What does it mean?
According to the internet, in the dictionary, it is a verb to have sex with somebody.
Oh. See, I was telling Tree that's not what it meant.
So who was having sex with who when you said stump?
Oh, maybe I meant stump.
Yeah.
So there's a rooster,
before.
A chicken, and a hen.
Yeah. That's perverse.
Huh. What is it? What's the huh?
Would you look at that?
What?
I don't think the world uses this word correctly at all. I feel like I've heard this word, though, used the way you guys used it.
So is it stump? Did I mean stump?
No.
What's the word I'm looking for?
Maybe.
Pretty sure you meant shtup. It's just what you got with Pete Rozelle and some of the owners.
Poor guy. See, nobody is safe on Jen Game and Chill, right? Everybody is collateral damage.
You wanna put what? Where?
I can't believe we can't think of any other names of people in the NFL who could be greeting you at the pearly gates.
Well, but it's just so it's such a big honor. Nothing seems like it fits. You know what I'm saying?
So you got your NFL Films guy, and you got Vince Lombardi, and that's it. That's the end.
Tom Landry.
Yeah, you were like, when do we start getting coaches and players? Like, more than just Vince.
I said Madden. You guys didn't say anything.
I'm in on Madden. I actually like that one as an example.
No, Facenda's better.
But there could be more than one. Okay, it could be a welcome committee.
Yeah, they could take shifts.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, people die at all.
No, you're already there.
Right. Chewy, some people are already dead somewhere.
I don't think you can die again, but you might want to take a break. You know, get a coffee.
I don't think you have to when you're up there, though. I don't think there's no sleep or anything, right? You're just, Gabe's like, ah.
That sounds like hell. You're just awake all the time.
Play Augusta
all
today.
All I want to do is sleep.
It's a very existential conversation about what heaven is. I don't think this is what was intended.
Well, Roy Butler started it. He started it. I think that Vince Lombardi is at the gates of football heaven. I think that Madden could be there. I'm surprised we can't think of more faces of the NFL. Like, there should be other people.
Belichick?
But he's not dead.
The job's waiting for him, right?
But when he
Tom
is.
Tom Brady's got television, but he's going to play one more year of football, all right? Right? Belichick's got to be there.
Yeah, would you put him up there with George Halas and Vince Lombardi and Curly Lambeau?
I think he's the best coach of all time.
I was going to say, is Lombardi underneath Belichick?
Yeah, I in my rankings, yes.
I think he'd have to say yeah.
Does he need to keep winning, though, without Tom Brady in order to validate that claim?
No. Lombardi didn't win in Washington.
I mean, look at all the Hall of Famers on those Packer teams. There are a lot of Hall of Famers. Right?
Yeah. And that's always the interesting conversation to me is the player, you know, who's making who in those situations, because I think Lombardi gets the benefit of the doubt of, oh, they played for Lombardi. Lombardi made those guys.
Yeah.
Where, you know, some people want to give Belichick that benefit of the doubt, other people don't. You know, like, oh, Brady's not a Hall of Famer unless he plays for Belichick. Oh, Belichick's not the best coach of all time unless he has Brady.
No, I agree.
I don't know. I think it's just way too hard to compare generations and compare eras. The game is just different, and there's so much more, it feels like, asked of a current coach than back in the day. Doesn't that seem...
Well, you didn't have to deal with free agency. Like, those guys were locked in.
Yeah, they weren't going anywhere.
You know, you had those Hall of Famers on offense and defense locked in. You didn't have to worry about Jerry Kramer's contract expiring after the first Super Bowl and going, yeah, I'm taking more money to go play for the Bengals.
Isn't that crazy? How do you negotiate?
You don't really have any leverage. I don't think you do.
Okay.
Who do you think we would see at the pearly gates of football heaven? Leroy Butler talking about how the Hall of Fame enshrinement opens the doors to football heaven. And we're saying, who's greeting you there? Is it Vince Lombardi? Is it Madden? What's the name of the NFL guys?
Facenda.
Facenda?
Hold on. Who invented football? I mean, Naismith invented basketball.
Yep.
Dobbs invented baseball.
Who?
Abner Dumbleday?
Yeah, that guy. Right?
You get mad at us when we can't recognize the one player you get right a week.
Who invented football?
Find out more next.
Yep, sure.
It doesn't matter what age you are, low testosterone can be an issue with any guy. I have met with Kevin. He's the founder and CEO of Mantality. Mantality exists here in Milwaukee to help with low testosterone. How do you know if you have low testosterone? Well, are you getting a little bit older? Are you feeling groggy, tired, just don't have the energy to get through your day the way you used to? That could be signs of low testosterone. Check out Mantality, go through their blood panel, and see if they can help you. That's what I did. I thought I was just getting more tired because, well, I was doing the morning show, waking up earlier. Turns out my testosterone levels are a little bit low. So I went to Mantality, and now I have a customized testosterone treatment just for me to help me keep those testosterone levels where they're supposed to be, and I have that energy to get through the day. Check out LowTUSA.com. Mantality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more about Mantality at LowTUSA.com.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Can you imagine people at home who are trying to figure out this power rankings list?
There is no rhyme or reason.
So
just
we're
like
just
this show
on 94.5 ESPN.
I be excited about the Green Bay Packers this week, Chew?
We have preseason football.
Thank God.
I was dying for preseason football this weekend.
There was a game on Thursday.
No, you weren't. You didn't even watch the family night script. You didn't watch anything from family night. So how desperate are you for football if you're not willing to watch a practice on television?
You're going to tell me you're not watching Friday night? I want to see what these receivers do. I want to see what these tight ends do.
Am I going to watch on Friday night? Yes. Am I going to hate it? Yes. Because you're not actually going to learn a damn thing.
Wow.
You don't think so?
No. It's vanilla.
Yeah, it's vanilla.
It's not with Aaron Rodgers. It's with Jordan Love.
Which we need to figure this out. Right? This is his season right here. These four games, this is his season.
Okay, so that's one thing to pay attention to. One thing to pay attention to that really doesn't necessarily affect this upcoming season, but it is a, you know, bullet point, I suppose, that we can highlight. Beyond that, what are we hoping to get out of it?
See who the starting tight end is. My guess is Mercedes Lewis will not play. My guess is Randall Cobb will not play.
But he will play, those two guys will play in the regular season, so what really will it tell you if Mercedes Lewis isn't out there and Gunga is? Does that mean, ooh, Gunga, he's their guy?
Well, we'll see what he can do, you know? I mean, we know what we have with Mercedes Lewis, and I love the guy, but it isn't much, you know?
Yeah, he's a glorified,
and then
he's
these
just a
young
blocker.
Guys, you know, I want to see the talking up Dobbs and talking up some of these other young guys. I want to see what they can do.
But is
Sammy Watkins going to play? I don't know. Maybe a little.
But also, doesn't it kind of depend upon who's playing on the other side? Because if they're not playing any of their starters, does it matter if Alan Lazard can get open versus a fifth cornerback?
I don't need to see him.
Does it matter if Samari Toure can get open versus a guy who's not going to make the other team's roster?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if he can't get open, that's obviously a sign of bad things. But I just don't feel like you can actually learn that much in these preseason games.
And what's
anymore.
Always interesting is trying to like make yourself care about some of the roster battles. You know, when you're down to like, oh, we have five roster spots available. Who's going to get those last five spots? Because really, like, do those guys really end up having an impact on the team?
No, but
maybe on special teams they're out there, but for the most part.
But what if Tyler Davis...
Watch the NFC divisional game? Turns out they can have an impact, Jen.
If Tyler Davis goes out there and has six catches for 65 yards, you'll be, okay, I see something there. I know it's preseason, but where if he goes out and drops three balls and you're like...
Yeah, I feel like you can only learn bad things. Which, again, you're still learning something, but I feel you can only learn bad things. Like, I don't think you can get too excited if somebody goes out there and lights it up. Unless it's Jordan Love, because we haven't seen him really do much. If he goes out there and goes, okay, maybe we do have something.
But what if they look like a train wreck? What if it's bad, Gabe?
But the starters aren't playing. You know, okay, so I guess, got to stay healthy for the most part if the backups don't look good. But you're not going to see the guys that you're going to see out there week one in Minnesota. You're just not going to see the majority of those. And same thing on defense.
Yeah, but you're going to see
Think Jair's playing? Think Stokes is playing? I doubt Kenny Clark is getting reps.
Those guys I don't care about. It's the young guys. You know, what happens if Sammy Watkins only plays 10 games? Who's going to be the Z?
But you're not going to learn. Like I said, I think you can only learn negative things at this point with preseason. Preseason's not what it was when you played big guy.
No, it's not.
It's too bad, too, because obviously they're taking on some pretty decent teams, assuming that they had their teams out there, which they probably won't as well. But, you know, it would be nice to be able to take something from matching up against these squads. Except, like you said, Gabe, there's this huge asterisk on everything that happens, which is it doesn't really mean that much.
Coaches now are really going to protect their guys. That's just the way it works. There's too much money at stake. There's too many things. Honestly, it kind of started shifting for the Packers after Jordy got hurt. Then they're going, oh, boy. And that season turned out way different than what the Packers were expecting. They had their struggles offensively because they didn't have Jordy Nelson. So most coaches want to put these guys in bubble wrap and protect them until games actually start mattering. You don't want to get these guys hurt or beat up or injured in games that ultimately don't mean a damn thing.
I think we can learn a lot from the O-line.
Again, I think you can only take away the negatives.
You take away the negatives, but we could very well be looking at one of these Jake Hansen and be like, that guy can't play.
Yeah.
Can't play yet.
Mm-hmm. I think but that's all you can play, take away, unless, you know, the 49ers actually decide to play some guys, which I doubt is going to happen.
I was going
to
ask you, is there any chance they play Trey Lance? Is there any chance we get to see him?
I think they're playing Trey Lance.
So that might be something to pay attention to, right? Yeah. I mean, again, not saying that you want Trey Lance to have success if you're a, you know, conference opponent, but I'd like to see what the kid can do, right? After the whole Jimmy Garoppolo, Trey Lance thing back and forth, this is Trey's team now. I'd like to see what they mortgage the future for and all that.
Yeah, Trey absolutely needs to play. I mean, I don't think he's going to be throwing the ball to George Kittle and...
I mean,
it's
fifth-year option time for Love, right?
They got to make a decision after this year, yes.
I think it's going to tell you a lot.
Yeah, that's about...
Am I getting you excited here or
no.
what?
No.
Nothing?
Not even a little bit.
What happened to our toad?
Like, I have been very strong. Very strong about this, that everybody gets fooled by preseason football every year. Oh, football season's here. Thank goodness football's here to save us. No, man. Football season doesn't actually start until this year, Sunday, September 11th, when they take on the Minnesota Vikings. These three preseason games mean diddly squat. I could not care less about
them. So your biggest
them.
Takeaway is just don't get hurt. That's your biggest takeaway. 100%. Your biggest takeaway is don't
Stay
put any
healthy.
Of your starters in a position
Stay
where they
healthy.
Can get hurt and be lost for any portion of the season.
When you're a team like the Packers. When you're a team that you think is going to be decent enough, I don't think they're the favorites in the NFC, but they need to stay healthy in order to have a chance once they hit the postseason. If you're a younger team, like we just said, San Francisco, you got to play Trey Lance because Trey Lance needs as many reps as humanly possible because he hasn't played a full season of football since 2019. So you need to get him his reps so he can get out there so he can hit the ground running. For the Packers, who don't have a ton of young players that are going to be getting a lot of time. Maybe you see some at tight end. Maybe you see some at wide receiver. But because other teams are also resting their guys, I don't know if you're going to know how much these guys can actually contribute once the regular season starts based on these three games.
This just feels a little like a no-win situation then for Jordan Love, right? Because Jordan Love's got to go out there and prove that he could be the future of this franchise, depending on when Aaron Rodgers decides to, you know, sail off into the sunset. But also, are they going to be putting out the wide receiver options for him in meaningful reps? Is he going to be able to get, you know what I'm saying? Like, work on the timing with these young guys. And again, it may not matter this season, but if he is the future of this franchise, don't you want to at least start to see that he has taken steps? And can he take those steps if it's a makeshift offensive line in front of him and it's a don't-get-hurt-out-there wide receiver core?
But that hasn't changed in the preseason games he's played previously and hasn't looked good, right?
Are you out on him already?
About 85% of the way out.
You are.
I mean, he got drafted going into 2020. He had to kind of take a redshirt year there. Rodgers stayed healthy, and we didn't get to see him in games. He wasn't getting the reps. You know, training camp was limited. But last year, I mean, he had opportunities. We saw him in the preseason, then he got hurt, so we didn't get to see him play all three preseason games. He got the opportunity to start against Kansas City. He got the opportunity to play in the second half against Detroit. And
didn't do well.
Literally, all I want is one thing to go, yes, I can build off of this if I'm Jordan Love.
I don't think that you're alone in that. I think that there are a lot of fans out there who want to see just one thing, one flash, one moment, one wow moment, to use the phrase that Rodgers has been using to talking about Romeo Doubs out there. One wow moment to go, okay, if in fact we do have to change the guard, if in fact this is the guy going forward under center, maybe he can do some things. That'd be nice.
I feel like the bar's not that high for him. I'm not asking him to go out in these three preseason games and have a quarterback rating of 120.
I'll give you another place to watch, Gabe. Returns. Doesn't sound like they're real happy with Amari Rodgers.
Seems he's still tentative. Early reports out of camp.
So are we going to find out? To me, that's a perfect role for Romeo Doubs.
Yeah, if he's the speedster.
Unless he's your number one. Unless he elevates himself to your number one. Now, I understand saying a rookie guy, might, you know, but again, if he is one of your best, which we've heard, one of your best offensive threats, do you really want to risk injury to him in the preseason on special teams?
He's not going to be
number one.
He's probably, I mean, he's flashed, but he's still behind Sammy. He's still behind Lazard. He's still behind Cobb.
So then you're okay with him being out there.
Mm-hmm. If this is the way he can contribute this year. I mean, that's the way receivers always used to come up. I mean, with you guys, Robert was a punt returner before he had his big year in 95. Free was a punt returner as a rookie before he took off in 96. If that's the way they can contribute, and that's an area that they have been so deficient in, I'm okay with Romeo Doubs back there.
Yeah, so there's stuff to watch. I'm excited. Hey, I had to watch Cornhole this weekend, all right?
Oh, You didn't have to watch Cornhole.
I bet there are a lot of four baggers.
What happened to your?
Those guys are good.
What happened to your mountain men or
Oxford
your
road truckers? That's on a 4 to 5. I need to be entertained.
Why are you so sweaty?
Watching Cops. Nothing like a good cornhole.
Well, I was going to set you up, but it sounds like you set yourself. You know what, Chewy? At our house, when you and I sell our current house and we get a new house, we're going to have cornhole there for sure. But first, we're going to call one person and one place only.
Why don't you have corn on the cob in the food truck?
Because corn's
get
gross.
That corn's gross. Why is it gross? It's corn's a gross. Binder.
However, 2 weeks, Elote Fest, we're going to be at Elote Fest.
Perfect. You know what? I'm excited.
Finding yourself in a tough spot there, aren't you, Ashy?
Sure am, Jen.
There is no reason to pay a big commission to sell your home. Lake Country Flat Fee will provide the marketing service and expertise needed at an average savings of over 50% compared to a traditional 6% broker. Former realtors, mortgage professionals, and home builders work with Lake Country Flat Fee. These insiders know that the combination of experience, results, and savings is second to none at Lake Country Flat Fee. Learn more and schedule a free marketing analysis at lakecountryflatfee.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Now I don't know if I know anything. I'm going to be real honest here. And I don't think that a lot of us Packers people who have been following the team now for the last year trying to figure out the salary cap, we don't know anything.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Just out here sucking everything today.
Excuse
Kids
me?
Suck, this sucks, that sucks.
Jen, can you rephrase that for the love of Vince Lombardi and everyone in football heaven, please? Christ. Wait, do I have to start saying Lombardi?
For the love of John Facenda, keep it together.
Well, he just said that the little kids on television playing in the Little League World Series regionals.
It's getting better, it's getting worse.
He said that they suck.
They're terrible.
I mean, the kid dropped the ball.
Sorry, this isn't terrible. We got it. Some of it.
You can't just play the music louder. I'll just talk louder.
I got a minute and 10 seconds left.
I will just talk louder. It's National Frozen Custard Day, everybody. It feels like that is a...
Hey, what was that?
Both. It's great, but also, is it?
Yeah, here we go. See, I told you.
What do you mean?
I can predict what Ashy is about to say here, ladies and gentlemen.
Custard.
In addition to the kiddos on the Little League World Series regional up here.
I'm begging you, stop. You're making me sound so bad. I can do that myself. Frozen custard is great, but it's not ice cream. That's all. That's all I'm saying. It's great, not ice cream.
But here in Wisconsin, frozen custard is like a thing.
Yeah, and it's great here. And I love frozen custard here.
Would you rather have ice cream or custard?
Ice cream.
Ice cream.
Ice cream.
Gabe?
Well, be careful, like, Wisconsin toady.
First of all, y'all can get the hell out of my state.
Pagoda.
We love custard here.
I know, but maybe it feels like maybe it's an irrational love. It feels like maybe it's like you've been told you have to love it, so you love it, as opposed to making your own decision, free will and whatnot.
So,
good point, Jen.
So ice cream, and look, if you give me either one, I'm not going to turn it down.
You're happy.
They're both
delicious.
You're
Leroy Butler happy.
Yes, I am Leroy Butler happy. But like what... So when I think of frozen custard, like, you obviously think of, you know, Leon's, and you think of Culver's
and Cops
here in Milwaukee. I feel it's definitely a Milwaukee thing, because I feel in Madison you don't get it outside of, like, getting Culver's because it's a chain. But, like, so you're telling me you'd rather have, like, a soft serve ice cream cone from McDonald's versus delicious?
No, because I think it's different.
I like soft serve.
I don't dislike soft serve. I would rather have, like, scooped ice cream.
Yeah, like, hand scooped ice cream. Yeah, is that's what I grew up with. Hand scooped ice cream is great, but it's just not an option when you're on the go. Like, those places, you can't. You know how many drive-thrus exist where you can get the hand scooped ice cream?
Why is Milwaukee so associated with custard? Like, where does it come from? Is it because of the dairy and the cows and the, you know, is that as simple as that? Am I overthinking this thing?
Happy Days. Had to start on Happy Days.
I need to Google the invention of frozen custard. Is that what I'm doing here?
Yes.
I just want to know why it's so heavily associated with Milwaukee. I know we have a lot of places. Like, look, you Google Milwaukee custard. I got a whole list here. 10 places in Milwaukee to get frozen custard.
I think some of the other ones.
Gilly's is on this list.
Okay. Oscars.
Oscars is on the list. Obviously, you mentioned Cops and
Leon's.
Yep. So again, I'm trying to figure out. But I love that Ashley is saying it's overrated, because there's a part of me that feels like it's just kind of like embedded in the Wisconsin fabric.
Yeah.
Like it's been threaded in. And so there's this perception of like custard is so great. But I don't know that custard is greater than ice cream.
But it's still great. But it's still great.
I wouldn't call it great. Serves a purpose.
What purpose do you think that is?
Tastiness? Like,
you don't think it's sweet? It's like super sweet.
It's custard. It's all sweet.
I don't think it's any more sweet than ice cream. I think it's a little more smooth.
Well, it's definitely sweeter than Dairy Queen.
No.
Yes.
What do you,
smells like a taste test coming.
Hey,
I watched Family Night, okay?
Second of all, you're telling me, mister, I treat my body as a temple. You're going to taste test ice cream with me?
We did do a taste test here of ice cream.
Several months ago.
We did all the taste tests from the Little Debbie selections. So the difference between custard and ice cream apparently is egg yolk.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's the difference. They use egg yolk.
That's why I don't understand the
1.4 pasteurized egg yolk.
Yeah, that's why I don't understand the isn't custard sweeter guy over here.
Oh, because egg yolk isn't notoriously sweet.
No.
There's no eggs in ice cream.
I mean, so that's it. It's just the egg, huh?
That's it.
It's just the egg.
Egg yolk.
Egg yolk, but it is part of the egg.
There's butter in there, too.
Yeah.
There is butter.
In custard?
It's got to be.
No.
Tastes
like butter.
It's just dairy.
It's, oh, man.
What? How?
You.
What makes it custard?
The egg yolks.
What does that have to do with custard? Custard's pudding.
That's what. Okay, I got this. No, I got this. Hey, I'm the professional here. I can do this. I got this.
I don't think you can. I think you're in over Chewy. Your head, out over your skis.
Chewy, today is National what day? Frozen what?
Oh, custard.
And you just said custard is made with?
Butter.
Okay. This is sort of going, and egg yolks.
I don't know what you were expecting, to be honest.
Frozen custard, yolks, Chewy. That's why there's egg yolks. It's custard that's frozen.
Do you like
it's
how he's talking
base.
To Chewy like it's Layla over here? I mean, Layla is 4. Do you feel a little bit? Are you getting a little frustrated
Are you learning
approach?
Something, though?
I still don't get it. What does custard have to do with eggs?
That's what makes it custard. That's what separates it from ice cream. A lot of the ingredients in custard and ice cream are the same. The main difference would be the egg
yolk. Is there a way to Google custard, say, Massachusetts?
Custard, Massachusetts? Do you think it's a town?
When I came here in 1992, I was pulling into the place I was renting, and there was a huge custard place, and I remember saying, man, they love pudding here. That's what I said.
But again, this goes back to what I was asking earlier, too, is why is Milwaukee so associated with custard? I understand what the ingredients are for custard. I understand that we have a lot of custard options here in Milwaukee.
Right,
what I'm trying to figure out is...
It's a little overrated. Can I just say that? Is that too far? Is that going too far?
That's going too far. Because too far. If I brought you custard, you would eat it.
Of course I would eat it. Like, it's custard.
If you are claiming something's overrated, you're usually out on it.
But again, what I'm trying to figure out, Gabe, is why Milwaukee has decided Fonzie. To identify with custard as opposed to just ice cream. Is it just the uniqueness of the product? Is it just, well, it's not ice cream. It's a little different than ice cream. It's custard. Like, that's what I don't understand. I do agree, though, that it's overrated. Like, and I think part of being overrated is it's everywhere. Custard here, custard here, custard here, custard here. Like, it's...
I didn't want to beat that sound effect. That was an incredible sound effect. But like...
Donald Duck.
But Gabe is me, of course, sitting on the fence here. Gabe is right. If it's overrated, that means I'm not doing it. So that's why... Is it too far? But
what
like,
do you
again,
mean? Of,
I think
you
it's
said,
rated fine.
I'd rather have ice
you
cream, though. I would.
You said the Ferris wheel was overrated.
Ferris wheel is overrated.
Everyone wants to talk crap about fireworks, and Chewy was mentioning that earlier.
I mean, fireworks are probably the most overrated thing out there.
Yeah, Ferris wheels are way more. For years.
Ferris wheel, so much more overrated.
That is ridiculous.
All you're doing is going up in the air in a circle. I can do that on the ground at any point.
You
why do you go up in the air and do that?
You have no idea. We did it last night at the State Fair. It was incredibly relaxing.
No way.
And you got a nice breeze blowing through.
What if you fall?
What if it stops? stops. It stops all the time when people are getting on and getting off.
It stops when people are at the top, too.
Yes, which was lovely. We got a great view of State Fair Park. We got a great view of Wauwatosa. We probably see out to Chewy's place.
What if you were stuck there for hours?
Well, if I was stuck there for hours, then are you saying elevators are overrated? Because you could get stuck.
Yes,
stairs
are way better than elevators.
Stuck in the elevator.
Stairs are way better. Yeah.
But are elevators overrated, or is it just the Ferris wheel?
It's the Ferris wheel, number one. Fireworks can be number two, Gabe. That's fine.
No, I mean, fireworks. I mean, fireworks, literally everything else in my life, there has been technological advances. Fireworks are still the same from when I was
a kid. Yes.
Yeah, I used to think fireworks were like the worst, but I'm backing on fireworks. I saw them over the week, or 4th of July weekend. I was like, I'm kind of backing
on fireworks. Okay, when's the last time you were in a Ferris wheel?
Ooh, red.
Never. I'm not going on a Ferris wheel because I don't need it.
You can't make a judgment on it if you've never been on a Ferris wheel.
I've been on a Ferris wheel. I don't need to ever be on one again.
Right, but what I'm trying to say is you literally just said that you had a reconnection with the fireworks because you saw them this past month or this past, 4th of July, and you were like, oh, maybe I'd been giving them a bad rep. Maybe they're not as bad as people say they are.
I feel like I've
maybe
said too much.
Maybe if you go on a Ferris wheel, you would have the same reaction. And can I just go to the authority on all of this, which is dogs? Dogs hate fireworks.
How do we know if dogs like Ferris wheels?
Dogs do not hate Ferris wheels.
How do we know that? I've never seen a dog once go on a Ferris
wheel.
And if you were a dog,
dogs and fireworks, you're going to get a resounding reaction
on
the internet. If you Google dogs and Ferris wheels, there's nothing. Because no dog has ever had a bad experience on a Ferris wheel.
Well, that's because no one's ever taking a dog on a Ferris wheel where you get
like
stuck possibly and want to jump
like Ferris
out.
Wheels.
Exactly.
Cats like Ferris wheels. I don't think dogs do.
Why? If I brought my dog on the Ferris wheel, he would love it.
Because if a dog dropped from the top of the Ferris wheel, it doesn't turn its feet over quick enough where a cat does.
What do you think is happening on these Ferris wheels?
Am I right, Gabe? I mean, have you dropped a cat from the garage before?
Be very
they
careful.
Always land on their feet. It's amazing.
But again, the
you want to talk about overrated?
What?
Put cats on that list too.
I'm in on cats. I'm in on cats, and it's not the same reason at all.
It is.
It's not the same reason.
You need to go on a Ferris wheel.
No, it's because I was allergic.
We just got our next field trip.
I'm absolutely not going on a Ferris wheel. No one will ever get me on a Ferris wheel.
We got to get Ashley on the Ferris wheel at the State Fair. It's open until Sunday. We can get him out there. You
I'm out of town next weekend. Darn it!
No, but we got all week. Monday is Monday.
What's the better athlete, a cat or a dog?
Dog.
Nope. I'll take a cat.
Dog is faster.
I don't
faster.
Want a cat, but
dog
I would take
faster,
a cat.
Dog is faster, can jump higher.
And it can catch. The dog can catch. You ever see someone throw something to a cat
they
and it catch it?
A
the
whole
balance?
Movie series about this.
You see what cats can crawl on? And I think cats.
Oh, how does that help?
So they're gymnasts is what you're trying to
say. They're very nimble.
Cats suck.
Are we putting cats on the overrated list?
No, yes.
No.
Okay, replace Ferris wheel with cats. Go ahead. Put it on the poll.
No.
Now, you'll
not.
Agree that cats are much smarter than dogs, though. Dogs are dumb. You are crazy.
Cats are more particular.
I can't believe I'm defending cats here, but cats are a lot smarter than dogs.
You're basically a cat.
Yeah, cats are not smarter than dogs. Throw a cat outside, see if it can find its way home. Dog is going to find its way home every time.
No, that's not true. That isn't. Because we used to have too many cats at the house.
Yeah.
My dad would drive them way up north into Vermont and take a left and then a right. Cat would always come home.
Did he forget to take it out of the car?
I guarantee if you Googled, hey.
It's because Chewy and his brothers.
The farthest a cat is come from its house is like 480 miles.
Okay, calm down, Homeward Bound.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I've seen that movie. You know who the leader is? The dogs. Cats just kind of tagging along.
Making witty repartee, actually. We're putting it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy poll. What is the most overrated? Cats, custard, fireworks.
I've never heard of a dog litter box. Cats are smart enough to go in a litter box in the house. Dogs just go on the carpet.
So they're real smart. So your case for why they're smarter is because they crap in the house.
Yes, they, like, yeah. Basically.
No, because you can't let the cat outside. Dog's smart enough to be, if you train your dog, dog becomes smart enough to go outside.
No, cats are smart enough to go like, 8 inches of snow. I think I'll stay inside. Dog's like,
I, for one, am pretty excited to recap the stream of consciousness here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy that got us from National Custard Day to what's smarter, a dog or a cat? I'll tell you what it isn't. Our loyal listeners.
Make plans to attend an exciting family-friendly baseball experience in Lake Country this month with the LakeCountry Duckhounds. This pro baseball team is now playing at the brand new Wisconsin Brewing Company Ballpark in Oconomowoc. It's right off the interstate, super easy to get to, and it's family-friendly, and those prices are family-friendly as well. Tickets start at just $8 with home games featuring memorable promotions and theme nights. For example, the Duckhounds are welcoming Hall of Famer Ric Flair to the Saturday night, August 20th game. Woo! By the way, whoever wrote this copy, Rick, is R-I-C, not R-I-C-K.
Wasn't me. Don't yell at me.
I'm just... For future
you
reference.
You would get PO'd about
for
something like that.
Ric Flair. I mean, Chewy, I know Chewy's going to back me up on that. It's R-I-C. That's how you pronounce the Nature Boy's name. That's how you spell the Nature Boy's name. Get your tickets now to see the Nature Boy. Go to DocHounds.com. Unleashing baseball in Lake Country is your Lake Country. DocHounds. Visit DocHounds.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I have to get 50 Olas in a day.
When you say Olas, you mean just dropping Ola in conversation.
The worker's there. I have to get 50.
Well, Ola to you, my friend.
Yeah, thank you. I don't know what it means, but it's Ola.
What
with a silent J.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
There's a lot of housekeeping to do this morning here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Where to start? Where to start? Oh, a lot of people saying that gondola can also be pronounced gondola, and it is correct. Jake from State Farm weighing in on our Old National Bank talk and text line saying they mispronounce it because then people pay attention to it. It catches your ear. I am all into that, like, strategy, like, let's outthink the public type of thing. But the word comes at the end of the announcement, not at the beginning of the announcement, to like, wait, what did they say? Okay, now I'm listening. So it's at the very end of the announcement. So now all we did was laugh about how they mispronounced it. Does that make sense? You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't hear the beginning of it. I know what they said, but I didn't hear the beginning of it. I only heard the word that they mispronounced, which was at the end of the message. So I just wonder if strategically that's not exactly working.
So what, the thought here is that because they mispronounced gondola, more people are going to go because we just talked about it? Oh, I've got to go hear him say gondola?
Ooh, no, I think it's more of like, now you're listening to the announcement, which is, please watch your step as you exit the gondola.
Yeah, I mean, you're kind of doing that already, aren't you?
I would think. Again, you're acting like being on a Ferris wheel is hard. You literally just step on, sit, ride around in a circle for 5 to 7 minutes, step off. Like, it's not... Ashton, are you afraid of heights? We have several people on the Old National Bank talking text line.
One of them was my mom, so that doesn't count.
guys, I got to meet sweet Susie this week, and she is very, very sweet.
Well,
very
can I at least put which one of these is her?
Good luck figuring it out.
I mean, there's only a few on here with the height thing, so
it's not that
process of elimination, I think I can figure it out.
It's not that I'm afraid of heights, I just don't like them, you know what I mean?
So you're afraid of heights.
Yeah.
What have heights ever done to you?
Nothing.
Was there an incident?
No, but
you
who likes to be, you know, I mean, like, beside my own height, like, no, heights have really done nothing for me.
Did you and heights have an altercation?
No.
Of course not. You avoid all conflict. Charles in Brookfield weighing in saying, why is custard so popular in Wisconsin? Prohibition had something to do with this. Many Wisconsin breweries tried to produce items other than beer to stay in business. Soda, cheese, ice cream. With an abundance of milk and easy access to ice, frozen custard was the ideal product. However, custard actually started in Illinois, which, by the way, I read an article that said custard actually started at Coney Island in New York.
Really?
Kind of just made its way here. I don't understand. With easy access to milk and ice, but we're talking about the eggs. Like, this is just, I just don't understand throwing the eggs in. That's what I don't get.
It just makes it smoother.
But the fact that it never took off around the country, what does that tell you?
I mean, it's just easier to make ice cream.
It's a little bit of a niche thing. It's a niche product. We put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll today. What are you paying closest attention to for this preseason for the Packers? Is it Jordan Love? Is it special teams? Is it the young wide receivers? 55% of people, early returns on that one, only in the field for about 30 minutes. Young wide receivers, but Jordan Love gaining some traction, gaining some ground in that poll. Let us know what you think about that one. We talked about Mark Adonazio this morning and his comments basically saying, it wasn't me, Shaggy style, who basically pushed the hater trade through or also didn't step in to stop the hater trade. Do you want your sports team owners to be hands off? 72% of people saying yes, they do. So to me, then, you can't be blaming Mark Adonazio for the hater trade and the fallout from it if you want him to be hands off, Gabe.
I know he's not blameless, though. because he still sets the budget. He writes the checks. He's the guy who, okay, this is the amount of money you have to work with. And then if Stearns makes a decision based off of that budget, because he doesn't want to, you know, spend X amount of dollars on a closer, then there's still some blame to me that goes to Adonasio.
Which of these, Chewy, is the most overrated? Cats, fireworks, Ferris wheels, or frozen custard? One of these has zero votes. If you had to guess, here in Wisconsin, which one has zero votes as being the most overrated, you would guess?
Cats.
Custard.
Oh.
It's custard. 55% of people.
He heard the music and he stopped listening to you, Jen. He's like,
55% of people were saying that fireworks were overrated. Oh, all of a sudden it's cats. What did you do, vote?
You think he knows how to do that? Think he was still listening?
I don't. Well, what if I said gondola? Would he listen then?
Yes.
This has been Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Thanks for listening. Wildy and Tasha's next on ESPN Milwaukee. I'm going to venture to say that we will be back tomorrow. Ashton, what do you think?
Probably not.